Can you talk about your relationship with Chip and how far it dates back and how well you know him?
Yeah, you know, we've known each other for a while. Probably got to know each other a little bit better when he was at Oregon and I was in New England. You know, just a great football coach, really bright guy, really fun guy to talk football with, you know, just, you know, a guy that's coached on both sides of the ball. You know, a lot of people say offensive guy, and clearly he's a great offensive coach, but he's coached on both sides of the ball. He's got a good knowledge of the whole game, and just enjoyed talking to him when I was at Penn State about being a head coach and things like that. So just a great football coach and guy that I've known for a while.
There was always talk that you guys, with the Patriots, after talking to Chip, kind of implemented some of his offense into yours with the Patriots. Did you feel like that was the case, and if so, what elements did you take?
I think every year, you know, as coaches, we always research other teams, whether they're college teams or pro teams. And you know, in New England, we had run a lot of no huddle for a long time there in New England, and then there were elements of some of the things that Chip was doing and some of the things that other coaches around the country were doing that, you know, we took bits and pieces from, and it helped our offense. So, you know, without getting into all the detail, you know, like I said before, it's just Chip's a really good guy to talk football with because he enjoys sharing ideas, and there's a lot of good give and take.
What do you miss most about Penn State and this being at Penn State, and how would you describe what it was like to leave there and what it's been like to be back in the pros?
Look, you know, I had a great experience at Penn State. I would say my best memories of Penn State will be the players. You know, I just really enjoyed the players there. They were tough, resilient, competitive kids that we really enjoyed coaching. Made a lot of great friends there in State College, you know. And but again, at the end of the day, you know, based on my family and what we thought was best for us, and based on the fact that we felt like the Houston Texans was a great organization, based on the fact that I really enjoy pro football, this has been a very enjoyable experience for me. You know, I really like coaching the pro football player, the strategy of the game, things like that. So, just really enjoyed my experience in Houston.
What's the biggest difference between the two levels in your mind?
Say that again.
What's the biggest difference between being a head coach in college and being a head coach in the pros?
Oh yeah, there's a lot of differences. You know, first of all, in college, you know, you're coaching 18, 19 year old kids, some of them just out of high school, dealing with a lot of different social issues, academic issues, on the field issues, you know, things like that. And you know, in college, you don't have them that long. You have them like at 2:30 in the afternoon till about, you know, maybe 5:30, 6 o'clock at night, and then they got to go to eat and study hall. And, you know, Penn State's a great school, so, you know, those kids have to go to class. You know, I mean, they're in class all day. So in the National Football League, you're coaching, you know, grown men. A lot of these guys have families. You have them from, you know, 7 a.m. till 5 p.m., you know, and it's a full-time job, you know. So there's a lot of differences, you know. There's just I would say those are the main ones.
Back in January 2013, when you and Chip, did you guys ever talk at all about the Eagles job or no?
No. I think anytime Chip and I talk, you know, I haven't spoken to him in a while. I haven't seen him since the combine or spoken to him. You know, we're both so busy, but it's always about, you know, family, common friend. You know, we have a lot of friends that, you know, crossover friends, you know, guys that he coached with in New Hampshire. You know, we have a guy on our staff, John Perry, coaches our tight ends, that played for Chip at New Hampshire. You know, like there's a lot of, and then there's guys on his staff like Jerry Azanero and Bobby Bignell, and, you know, guys that I've worked with or I know really well. You know, so that's what we talk about, family, things like that, not jobs and stuff like that. You know, it's either football or family or common friends, you know.
Hey Bill, how effective can the back shoulder throw be for a quarterback in a, you know, any kind of offense?
Yeah, that's a very difficult throw to defend. You know, when the defender's back is to the quarterback, and the quarterback and the receiver really have a good knack for throwing it and catching it, that's a very, very difficult throw to defend, and you know, especially in press coverage. So it's almost impossible to defend the perfect one, you know. And there's so many examples of guys that around this league that throw it really well, whether it's, you know, Nick Foles or Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, Tom Brady. I think our guy, Fitzy, throws a good back shoulder, so it's a difficult throw to defend.
Bill, what can you tell us about Clowney and the way that you're managing him as he comes back from injury?
Yeah, we're trying to bring him back at a decent pace, but not too fast. You know, he missed a lot of football rehabbing his knee. You know, he played about 32 plays last week. You know, I thought he gave great effort. He played hard. He did some good things in the game. You know, I know in the stat sheet he only registered one tackle, but he was disruptive. He did a lot of good things in the game, and then we'll manage him through the week, and hopefully we'll get him to Sunday.
Distinguishes a Chip Kelly coach team when you watch film.
They're very well coached, organized. They play fast. They have a lot of speed. They have great competitors on both sides of the ball, guys that play hard on every snap, guys that really understand their roles and play them very well. You know, it's obviously a football team that knows what they want to do, and that's a credit to Chip and his coaching staff.
What can you say about J.J. Watt, like from knowing him in person as opposed to, you know, watching him on film, like maybe before he took the job?
Yeah, that's a whole. Yeah, it's different when you're watching him on film and you don't really know him. You just see a guy that's just a, you know, such a talented, disruptive player. And then when you meet him, he's an even better person. You know, he's just a great guy, great teammate. You know, he's the type of guy that in our building he knows everybody's name, whether it's the coaches, the ball boys, the cafeteria people, the janitors. It doesn't matter. I mean, the guy's just a great guy. And then he's a, you know, obviously a hell of a football player. So it's been great to be around him and get to know him.
Yeah, Bill, Chip has placed an emphasis here on the type of culture he wants, the type of players he wants within that culture. Is that something similar you're doing in Houston, and how do you go about that?
Well, I know here we want tough guys, high character guys. We want good teammates. We want guys that really embrace their roles. We don't want any selfish guys. There's no room for selfish guys in football. I mean, when you have a 53-man roster, you've got to have a great group of guys, you know. And so that's what we're trying to do here. You know, how do you go about it? Well, you know, it's you can't do it overnight. You've got to kind of chip away at it. And I think we did in the off season. I think we have a really strong locker room here. We've got a bunch of good guys that practice hard, you know. So you know, hopefully we're changing, you know, the culture to be what we want it to be, and we're getting there, hopefully.
Bill, you obviously had a superstar quarterback in New England in Brady. What kind of adjustment is there when you get nothing against Ryan, but he's obviously, and not many people are Tom. What kind of adjustment as a coach do you have to make when you've got a guy who's more of a game manager than a star who will win you a game?
Yeah, every quarterback's different, you know, so you try to really just look at the skill set and see the things that he's comfortable with. You know, there's a lot of give and take between Fitzy and myself as to what he's comfortable with. You know, some things that maybe he's run in the past and some things that he likes, some throws that he likes, some protections that he likes, different things like that. So, you know, we've just tried to really do a good job of making sure that he understands what we're trying to do, how we're trying to control the game and what plays we're trying to run. And I think he's getting better and better at that.
You mentioned that you like talking to Chip because he likes to share ideas about football. Do you find that's kind of rare amongst coaches and would typically like to be protective of those type of ideas? And why do you think Kelly has that kind of confidence?
Yeah, I think, you know, I don't know if you find that everywhere, you know, I think that Chip and I, because of kind of the staff that we grow up in, you know, we were around guys that like to talk football, that like to share ideas, you know, and really, you know, the different bosses that we both had really encouraged creativity and encouraged the sharing of ideas. And so, you know, like I said, I haven't talked to Chip in a long time, but when we do talk, we always talk about football, you know, and I think that's a pretty neat thing. And if there's things that we're uncomfortable about talking about, then we'll just say, hey, look, you know, let's talk about something else because we can't really talk about that one. But for the most part, you know, over the years, especially when he was at Oregon, you know, when he was at Oregon, he helped me a lot with head coach type stuff. And then, you know, I think we used to talk a lot about offensive football. So, you know, he's a guy that, you know, it's a bright guy and a good guy to pick his brain.
Well, you were very outspoken about Penn State being banned from bowls, and obviously they've been reinstated now. How happy were you to see that? And also, have you talked to James at all since he's taken over as coach?
I was very happy about that. I think the thing I was most outspoken about was the scholarships. You know, I felt like a terrible thing happened at Penn State, and I felt that a lot of people were punished that had absolutely nothing to do with what happened. And the players, and even future players that weren't allowed to, you know, in those first 2 years that I was there, we could only sign a certain amount of guys because we were trying to get down to 65 scholarships. You know, nobody really talks about that. You know, we were under the impression that we were going to have to be at 65 by 2014, and then the rules changed about halfway through my second year. But that was my biggest point, that I felt like, you know, there were other ways to punish the university other than, punish the kids. And so that was what I was outspoken about. And then I have spoken to James, not in a long time, but definitely in the off season. And, you know, he's a great football coach. And, you know, last week, you know, they're an undermanned team, and they took Ohio State to overtime. So I would tell you that Penn State's future is very bright.
Have you had a chance to watch any of Hackenberg and how he's doing this year?
I watched I saw some of the Ohio State game, and I saw some of the Michigan game. And, you know, I think he's a really, really good young quarterback that has a bright future. Great kid, special kid. And, you know, just a kid that means a lot to me, and he's got a great future.
In the past 2 years, how often were you able to make it to Philadelphia for recruiting, for functions, things of that nature?
Yeah, I would go to Philly. It's a great city. You know, I'm from Boston, and, you know, Philadelphia is another great northeastern city. I love Philadelphia. I think that, you know, we did a lot of alumni functions there. We recruited there quite a bit. And it's just a great city.